It's great testament to the players. I thought they were a different class. We came with a game plan. I think we conceded a soft goal. I think Richard's got to do better with that. And after that, as you say, the noise levels was incredible in the stadium. But we rode it out, and I just thought we got to half time. I asked the players at half time just to stay in the game, make sure it didn't go any more goals. I don't think Sunderland, Richard didn't much to do. I think he's one save in the second half from a header, and that was it. So game plan was going to plan, and then obviously a couple of massive decisions was went against us in the game today, which I thought the players deserved a point at least.
Talk about VAR, obviously in the top, that would have been done, but at this level, it's not going to happen, is it?
Yeah, of course it is, but I think I don't need to look at it. I can see from where I am. That's why I was nearly down at a linesman, because I could see it was in. But these decisions are, for me, poor. I think the whole stadium knew it was in. So, but these things are go against you when you come to bigger clubs. And I say I'm delighted by the way the players reacted. And we just kept going. And as I say, we should have at least a point in the game today.
Must be a lot of frustration in that dressing room and feeling that they've been denied what would have been a legitimate, well-earned point as well.
Yeah, I think so. I think the players are down and obviously the analyst is showing them all. And you can actually see it's a good yard and a half, 2 yards over the line. And as I say, the decision was poor. I think everybody knew. David Balls is a stonewall penalty. Why would dive when he's through and goal? You get in front of somebody and you hit the ground, he's not going to dive from there. You've run that full tilt. But as I say, it's one we'll learn from, we'll go on. And as I say, I'm proud of the players because we came here with a plan and I don't think Sunderland had many chances in the game.
In fact, you can use that approach as a bit of a spur going into the weekend, can't you? Because you've been on a good run, it gets ended in some strange, dubious circumstances. So now I think you presumably use that as a little bit of a certain incentive to
them. Of course. I think the players are good at bouncing back. We've came with a team that shouldn't be in League One. I think with the squad they have and the players they have, and as I say, we gave a good account of ourselves, and as I say, we should have had a point, and that frustrates me. But the players know that they've been a shift today, and they know they can compete with these teams in the top of the league, and we need to take great heart from it. And the players will go away and recover for the next 2 days, and we've got a very tough game away at Rochdale. But as you say, we should have been leaving here in a point, because I think we'd have took a point before the game started.
What was your take on the tangle in the centre-half between the Sunderland and defender and
Percival, I hadn't seen it, but apparently if you use your arms in any sport in football now, it's a red card. So for a linesman, a fourth official and a referee to see and give a yellow, as I say, it's decisions. Sometimes I think the occasion was too big for them.
Cheers, guys.
Okay, guys, thank you.
Right, cheers.